Exuberance is Beauty, a story of love and loss in 1940s Oregon.
Hello, this is Mrs. Miller speaking.
How are you this morning, Evie?
Feeling a little better. Nauseous.
That may last a while, unfortunately.
I'm glad I have you. Listen, I don't need the kids to come over. I'm going to go out and spend an hour in the garden. I'll leave it as it is.
Don't be silly.
Please. Carmen. My garden is everything. My mother, the Victory Garden, my floral sales. I've spent my life in the garden. Jeff.
You're being sentimental. There's no time.
Carmen, I want to let it go. I want everything to die.
That's awfully morbid, Eve. You've worked your whole life out there. It's magical. It's been in the bee I don't know how many times. Your mother started it 20 years ago.
She's dead.
Don't you remember you and Nick planting the grapes and fruit?
He's dead.
I don't want to say it, but you're being awfully dark today.
I'm sad, Carmen. I have to lose everything.
All right. You let me hire someone to keep it up when we have the tenants.
How would I pay for that?
Eve, you have money from your inheritance. Why do you pretend you don't? Are you going over to Nick's parents?
No. Why should I?
Evie, because they, well, you're like a daughter to them.
Not anymore. Not after, there's rumors, and now I'm showing.
But don't forget, you don't know if they know about Jeff. You just assume because they ran into, well, you have a perfectly good excuse. He's an artist in your garden.
What time are we leaving?
I was thinking noon. I'll get the kids settled and Susan will take care of things here. That'll give you 3 hours.
All right. I'm going to prune the rose bushes.
But why? Why would you? It's May. They'll be blooming soon.
I told you. I want everything dead.
Oh, brother. You'll see. Everything will be all right. Stop making this more difficult for yourself. I'm here. I'll always be here.
Evie, come over here in the garden. Look at what I've done. I want to show you how to garden, too. Do you see all of the colors and all of the flowers and all of the fruit? I've planted them so they'll bloom at different times, like a beautiful, colorful dance. I want you to help me get in here. I want to spend time with you here and teach you.
I, Eve, take you, Nick, to be my husband. I promise to be faithful to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. I will love and honor and obey you all the days of my life.
I have something for you.
What is it? Oh, even the box is beautiful. What is it, Jeff?
Open it.
Oh, it's jade. And coins, gold. Are these Chinese coins?
Yeah, do you like it?
Oh, it's lovely. But I can't accept this. You can't afford this.
You don't know what I can afford, Eve. Do you like it?
Yes. I can't take my eyes off it. Yes, but I can't accept...
Give me your arm. Now, don't be foolish. I want you to have it.
This is too nice to wear every day. I can't wear it here in the garden. Maybe I should put it back for now.
No, Eve. Stop being silly. I want you to wear it all the time. The clasp has a safety on it, see?
Thank you. I love it. I won't ever take it off.
Eve?
Oh, you startled me. What do you want?
I wanted to say goodbye and, well, clear things up. I mean, last night was... Well, I'm sorry.
Well, good for you, Jeff. There's a first time for everything.
It was something, Eve. I didn't use you. I didn't mean for this to happen. I'm just sorry you have to leave everything.
Oh, thank you. That's generous of you.
May I write to you, Eve? May I have the address where you're going?
No. I want a clean break.
May I sit with you a minute, please?
No. All right.
The cherry trees are blossoming. Oh, and your dogwood. Oh, dear.
They're not mine. None of it's mine.
Eve.
None of it's mine anymore.
You sound like a little girl.
Do I? Well, I suppose I do. That's how I feel, like...
Yes, how many times have we been just in this spot? It was lovely, wasn't it? All of it. Our love affair.
It was.
Eve, I didn't hear you. Would you look at me? Would you tell me it was lovely?
Yes, it was lovely.
You don't hate me, do you, Eve? Eve?
No, I don't hate you. I don't understand what's happening in my life. I don't understand why everything is this way. Why I'm carrying a married man's baby. Why I'm leaving my home and moving.
Where are you going, Eve?
All right when I get there. I'll tell you once I'm settled.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you'll write to me. I'm afraid you'll forget me. Eve, I want to know where you're going to be. I want to write to you.
Continue our affair?
Well, if possible, yes.
Ruin my reputation there where I'm going. I'm starting a new life.
But how will you?
These people, they don't know when Nick died.
What do you mean?
They'll think it's my husband's baby.
What is it?
Oh, the baby. He's moving now. He's active.
May I? Why do you not... Why are you quiet today? Say the words, Eve. You know, I never want to do anything you don't want me to do.
Don't be silly. Give me your hand.
Oh, the baby is active. Yeah, I've never felt a baby move like this.
No? But what about Clara? What about Margaret's baby, your baby?
I hardly touch Margaret. I never touched her when she was... But this is my baby. It's not Nick's baby.
I have to go.
Give me your address, Eve, please. I have to talk to you, even if I write the words down on paper until we can be together.
Oh, I can't risk it. Not for the baby's sake. You'll...
Here.
What is it?
A letter. Poetic.
I don't want it. It's not that I don't love you, but I don't want it.
Take it. Do as I say, Eve. Take the letter.
All right.
Read it. You'll see. You'll see how much I love you and that I'm thinking of a way to marry you.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, Carmen will be here. I don't want another.
I know, Eve. I love you. Will you read it?
I don't want... I have lost everyone I've loved. I don't want to lose you, too. I don't want this over.
I'm here. I'm right here.
I want to kiss you again.
It'll be all right, Eve. Everything's gonna be all right. Don't be afraid, darling. Be strong.
Yes. You promise you're going to find a way.
Yes. I'll go now. You finish up here. Read my letter, Eve. Then you'll write to me, won't you? Eve?
Yes?
You promise? You'll write me a letter back?
Yes. Oh, is it true? Please give me a sign that it's true, that things will be all right. that he loves me. Let him marry me or make this all end. Bring me back in time to the first day in the garden.
Do you know William Blake, a poet?
No.
No, more than a poet. A visionary. In his poetry, it's all life and love, dark and light. It's exuberance. Ignorant bliss. It's naivete. A little prison of complacency. Experience is much more painful, but it's authentic. Then there's exaltation. We are exalted when we are together, when we make love.
I wrote something, Jeff.
Wrote something?
I know you like poetry.
I do. That's true, Eve. Did you write a poem?
Well, not a poem, but maybe it's poetic. Can I give it to you? It's that day you came to see my garden. That day, you remember?
Yes, I do remember. You'll read it to me, Eve, right here, now, in the garden. We'll sit, and you'll read it. I want to hear you tell me how you feel, like I do with my sketches.
All right. It's almost a letter, or my diary.
Oh, do you keep a diary, Eve?
Yes. Since you.
Well, read it to me.
Afterwards, that is how I think of it. That's how I've always thought of it after that afternoon. Afterwards. I tell myself, after you let my hair down. After that, I knew Jeff differently. After that time in the garden under the grape arbor, the vines tangled above us, crisscrossing against the blue-gray sky, the buds starting to push through the wood of the vines, and the fragrant, musty spring smell. That was the point that separated my knowing Jeff. He had gently touched my heart and made an impression. I could feel the grooves of his fingerprints, the loops that met in a tight weave in the center, and it was so subtle. A breath could erase it. So I held my breath while I watched him leave the garden. I wondered how it would feel to be close enough to smell his flesh. I reached up and touched my hair, brushed a loose tendril behind my ear. I heard the gate click and sat all alone in the garden for a long time, thinking only of Jeff.
We are madly in love, Eve, aren't we?
Look here, Evie. Isn't it pretty? All the trees and... Evie, are you awake, dear?
Yes. I'm awake. It's pretty.
You hardly sound...
Carmen, give her a break.
Have something to eat, darling. It will help with your morning sickness. Here's a sugar cookie. I made your favorite. Oh, Eve, what is it? Why are you crying?
You know me, everything about me. The sugar cookies. Why do I have to leave you and Harry? Why do...
Oh, sweetheart, don't cry. This is only temporary. Tell her she'll be back, Harry.
You will.
Oh, Harry, come on, that's hardly assurance.
You'll be all right, Evie.
Eve, you're gonna get crumbs on your dress.
Here, take it. I'm not hungry.
Harry, pull over. I'm going in back with Evie. Here, Harry, put this in the bag.
What am I going to do without you?
This could turn out to be wonderful for you, Eve.
I don't think so.
You told me yourself you were a little excited about the baby. Harry's sister is wonderful. I wouldn't say that if it weren't true.
Oh, I believe you, but...
I know it seems as though you've given up everything, but really you haven't. You just have to have the baby.
We are exalted when we are.
You don't hate me, do you, Eve?
The light is pretty, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's very pretty here in the forest.
Like a painting. The colors.
Eve, are you thinking about him again?
No. My garden, it reminds me of my garden. When I'm lost in thought, the colors. You know, Carmen, I used to think I deserved the affair.
Hold on a second. Harry, can you turn on the radio so we can speak privately? I didn't know you felt that way. It was... I don't know the word.
I let him in, fully. He came and left my house as he pleased. We spent all of our time together. I didn't think about his wife, his baby. I was in a dream or a motion picture.
Just forget about it, Eve. I don't know what to say. He's 13 years older than you. You're a widow. He knew what he was doing.
I don't understand why he spoke to me that way when I told him. I mean, do you think he'll come after me?
Eve, if he does, Harry and the boys will go after him. If he tries to ruin things for you. Besides, he doesn't know where you are. I sure won't tell him. Besides, he thinks he's such a big shot. He's afraid of losing his job, his family.
I don't know, Carmen. I mean, sometimes I see something else in him. I sometimes think he could hate me. He could want to destroy me. But then I think I'm crazy. I think he does love me. Or I did. I wonder, though, if he doesn't want me to have a life. That he wants to control me.
Eve, I think this is your nerves. The man is a coward, but not a criminal.
Can I tell you something?
Anything, dear.
All those times when we...
You don't have to say it.
I want to.
All right. I just think you're upsetting yourself. You're scaring yourself because you're afraid he'll ruin your life. I don't blame you, but you...
Carmen, listen. When I made love to him, every time he'd ask me to say I belonged to him.
And?
Well, of course, a person belongs to someone they love. But looking back, I didn't think that was what he meant. He said that because I was his muse and had been a source of inspiration. I had to remain that girl, the one who was so sad, the one who was so vulnerable. But things started to change after the pregnancy, after the day in the studio. I became pregnant and I was different. I believe he hated me after that. He asked me to tell him I loved him more than Nick.
Oh, for God's sake, Eve! When did he say that? What a thing!
Last night in the garden. That's why I slapped him.
Eve, forget about this man, all right?
But then, I haven't told you, but this morning he came by, stopped by when I was in the garden.
Eve, you didn't...
No, but he said he was going to find a way to marry me.
Of all the nerve.
Oh, I want him, but I don't believe him anymore. Oh, I'm afraid. I don't want him to find me. I don't feel like I can control myself. I fall under a spell. Carmen, I feel like I'm in love with him again.
Well, after the baby, you won't be under his spell anymore. I guarantee it. You'll see. Love changes. Your love for your baby, you'll see. Besides, you know this baby will be my first niece or nephew, and I'm not gonna let that man near him.
Nephew. I know he's a boy. Charlie.
Like your dad?
Yes.
Well, we'll see. If it's a girl, Charlene.
Oh, God, no. Frances, like my mother.
I miss your mom. Everyone loved her. See? If you think about the baby, the future, you'll forget that man. God, I hate him. And Eve, at the risk of being, I don't know, insensitive, you've got to grow up, too. I wish you could see how we... It's very childish and, well, we... Harry and I... We think it's a reaction to your grief.
My grief? What do you mean?
You know how you were before Jeff came into your life. Eve, you wouldn't get out of bed. You were very melancholy for a long time. You weren't getting back into life, Eve. We thought... We didn't know if he'd get over it. Then came this, Casanova. But maybe... Maybe he helped you wake up into the world again, and now Charlie.
That is a terrible thing to tell me, Carmen. That you and Harry see me that way?
Well, what do you expect?
All right, girls. Here we are, just up ahead.
All right, Harry. Look how pretty it is here.
Oh, sometimes I can wonder how you can be so
insensitive.
Girls. Insensitive. I've been nothing but sensitive, Eve. Let's not fight, Evie. You see the barn? This is the prettiest property.
It's very pretty.
Here we are. See the place, Evie?
Doesn't it have a welcome feeling? So comforting. They're good people, Evie. In fact, I'm a little jealous that you and Mary will have so much time together. It won't take you two but a minute to become friends. I love her almost as much as I love you. Of course, Frank is like Harry, doesn't say much, but when he does, it's...
Brilliant. It's just brilliant.
Oh, I'm going to miss you both so much. I can't do it without you.
Evie, look at me. Do you understand we love you?
Of course.
You have my word that I'm going to protect you if it ever comes to that. I'm a brother to you. You are part of our family. I'm not going to let anything happen to you, and neither is Carmen.
That's right, darling.
Chickens? Oh, it really is a farm.
Hello. 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 Carmen.
Oh, give me something to remember you by.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week as our story continues. Listen further for a special performance of Flowers by Ralph Green.
No matter where you chance to be.
I sent you flowers, waited by the phone for hours, but I never heard a single word. I gave you all my kisses, wrote you songs with all my wishes to have you near to me, but now it's clear to see. Wasn't done loving you. I wasn't done. So how can we be through? Can we really be so cruel? I wasn't done loving you.
wasn't done. So how can we be through? Can we really be so cruel?